USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rocker Eddie Money has passed away. Born Edward Joseph Mahoney in Brooklyn, his grandfather, father, and brother were NYPD cops. Money himself was an officer trainee for a year, but music came calling and he moved to California. After backing other artists for years, he became a hit with charting songs in the late 70s through the 80s like Take Me Home Tonight to Baby Hold On to this one. I've got Earlier this year, Money disclosed he was battling stage 4 esophageal cancer. He lost his battle early Friday. Eddie Money was 70. Tropical storm Umberto could be heading towards the Florida Panhandle. It could arrive this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Last night saw 10 Democratic White House hopefuls on the same stage in Houston. Gun control was one of the big issues. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke says he's received a death threat today after saying this last night.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used.
The threat O'Rourke refers to is a response from Republican Texas State Representative Briscoe Kane, who tweeted last night that his AR-15 was, quote, ready for O'Rourke. Kane had more to say this morning, calling O'Rourke a child in another tweet, although he's taken the original tweet down. A federal appeals court reviving a lawsuit alleging President Trump's improperly profiting from his hotels and restaurants. The plaintiffs claiming he's violating the Constitution's Emoluments Clause. This latest ruling sends the case back to a lower court. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The United States giving an additional $4 million for humanitarian aid to the Bahamas to help it recover from Hurricane Dorian. U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator Mark Green announcing that yesterday's contribution brings the entire U.S. government funds to help the island nation recover to more than $10 million.
This additional funding will support emergency shelter, health, water, sanitation, and hygiene, and psychosocial support for people who have been impacted by the hurricane.
The State Department saying the U.S. is working with 15 other nations in providing aid to the Bahamas, which were struck by a Category 5 Hurricane Dorian. Meanwhile, the Bahamas government has reduced the number of those believed unaccounted for from about 2,500 on Wednesday down to about 1,300 as of yesterday. Oh, and guess who's turning 50 today? Yes, Scooby-Doo, as it was 50 years ago today, September 13, 1969, that CBS premiered the animated comedy Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? And, of course, the start of the series with those meddling teenagers. Find us online anytime at USA Radio News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.